Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You are listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show, founded to increase the national awareness of black women in the construction industry. NABWIC is the charge and takes the charge for black women to advocate for further opportunities to its members. Our mission as a core foundation is to strengthen the building blocks of new educational, entrepreneurial, professional, and social network connections. The vision of NABWIC is to build long-lasting strategic partnerships with first-rate organizations and individuals that will provide groundbreaking and innovative solutions for black women in construction and their respective communities. We invite you to call or text or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now, or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments.
Good morning. Welcome to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Jackie Perry, and I am so excited to be with you today on this wonderful Wednesday. Now, this morning, we have a very, very exciting guest with us, and we'd like to welcome to the show Ms. Dolly Morales, with the Office of Business Opportunity for Orange County Public Schools. Now, Dolly, in a few minutes, is going to tell you all about Orange County Public Schools and the wonderful opportunities that it has for women in the construction industry. But first, let me tell you a little bit more about Dolly. Dolly works for the Orange County Public Schools as the Supplier Diversity Specialist for Goods and Non-Professional Services at the Office of Business Opportunity. Dolly has been employed with Orange County Public Schools for the last 9 years. Her contractual, administrative, financial, and networking experience has contributed to the district's continuous proven growth by the years of successful employment. Dolly received her degree in business administration from the University of Puerto Rico. Her experience includes business administration, service coordination, customer service, and auditing. Quite a varied background. As a facilitator, she is committed to superior service. She was nominated and selected the Employee of the Month in 2008 for her department at OCPS, Advocate of the Year in 2013 for Central North Florida Minority Supplier Diversity Council, and elected official for the FMSDC Central Florida Chapter as Vice President. Quite a few accolades. Dolly's passion is to serve with integrity. She believes in investing time to cultivate relationships, share knowledge, and provide support with enthusiasm and passion. Her goal is to partner with community agencies to assist our communities in achieving their individual and common goals. Dolly's ultimate goal is the betterment and success of Orange County Public School students. Wow. Dolly, again, welcome to the National Association of Black Women in Construction, NABWIC's Blog Talk Radio. We're excited to have you as our guest this morning.
I am so excited to be here with you. It's a great opportunity for us to be able to share valuable information and see how many we can get on board with us.
Well, I understand that there are some tremendous opportunities that exist with the Orange County Public Schools and the Office of Business Opportunity. And I'm going to ask you, I guess starting off, that is our first question, just so our listeners can better understand what we're talking about when we refer to OCPS. Who is the Orange County Public Schools, and how do you assist the public?
Well, Orange County Public School System is one of the largest in the nation, and it's the fourth largest in Florida. It is the second largest employer with more than 22,000 full and part-time employees. We're second, of course, because Disney is the first employer. The district provides instruction to approximately 180,000 students. Now, these students in OCPS come from 212 countries and speak 166 different languages. So you can imagine, currently the total number of schools we have is 184. The district's strategic vision is to be the top producer of successful students in the nation, and that is really our bottom line. The Office of Business Opportunity implements and we manage and we monitor the district's Minority and Women-Owned Business Enterprise, which is MWBE, and also the local developing business, the LDB, and the Veterans Business Enterprise, which is the VBE program. Our office works with the facilities and construction contracting and the purchasing and contracting services unit to make sure that small and minority and owned business and veteran businesses are participating in the district procurement processes.
Well, thank you, Dolly. Well, it sounds like, as you said, next to Disney, the Orange County Public Schools, or OCPS, is the second largest employer. So I imagine that there are a lot of opportunities that must exist within the OCPS. So my next question is just that. What specific opportunities exist in OCPS for minority and small business owners?
Well, I'm going to speak to you basically both units because we have, of course, the purchasing and contracting that deals with the goods and services. And then, of course, we have the facilities and construction that deals with construction and related services. So as a large district, the purchase requests generated by OCPS departments and schools result in a continual need for a wide variety of products and services that would be in the goods and services part. So it could be from school supplies to the whole computer system for the whole district. Now, in the construction side, of course, we're constantly either constructing new schools or remodeling, renovating, the maintenance. So it's a wide variety of purchasing and services.
Great. And some of our listeners later on might have some questions regarding maybe some, again, specific opportunities that lie within their particular field. But I'm going to move on to another question right now. And I know when I was reading your bio, it talked about some of the awards and recognition that you received and the fact that you have a lot of passion for working with small businesses and seeing them succeed. And I know that your imprint is on a lot of those businesses. Do you have a success story, Dolly, that you can share of someone that worked with you?
Absolutely. I mean, one of many. Well, basically, and it just happens, this is like the normal setting, right? I met a particular vendor at a networking event, which most of the time that's where we actually begin to make that outreach and become successful. But we have to start somewhere, and we exchange information. Now, this is something that I would advise. The vendor did do their due diligence. They registered as a vendor. They attended many pre-submittal meetings. They networked with the prime vendors. They networked with other subs. And, you know, consequently, currently that vendor is working as a subcontractor with a prime company who, of course, was rewarded a contract with the district.
Great. Now, you mentioned something that was really important in terms of the success of this individual. You mentioned that I think I heard relationship building. I heard networking, attending the pre-submittal meetings, et cetera. So all of those things are integral in working with OCPS, I imagine, in order for someone
Absolutely.
To be successful.
Absolutely.
Are there any other things? Thank you, Dolly. Are there any other things you think a small business would need to do to help ensure their success in working and gaining contracts with OCPS?
Absolutely. It's important to know what you have to do to become a potential supplier for OCPS. And yes, there are many opportunities to do that, but it's important that, number one, you get familiar with the district's processes. You attend the various pre-submittals, especially with the construction side. There's always a pre-submittal meeting. It's not mandatory, but it definitely will help you. And at the same time, what happens is that you establish relationships with district prime contractors, which will be there at the meetings most of the time, and you get familiar with what their needs are, not necessarily only with OCPS, but whatever upcoming projects, other projects they might have. And you get informed of upcoming business opportunities by checking our website, registering on DemandStar. This is the third party that we utilize for notifications, attend networking events. For example, the vendor that we mentioned before, just because they decided to attend the networking event, we see the positive results that you know, came out of that.
Well, thank you, Dolly. Well, let me ask a question that I'm sure a lot of our listeners are probably wanting to know the answer to. Money. How much money annually does OCPS spend with minority and women-owned businesses?
Well, last year, the district spent $67 million with minority and small businesses.
Wow, that's a lot of money. Sounds like a lot of opportunity. So take a moment and just tell us, is there any opportunity for someone who wants to become a potential supplier for OCPS?
Opportunities, definitely there are many opportunities. And again, I just would stress to you that, you know, just do your due diligence. I would encourage minority, small vendors, veteran-owned companies to continue seeking business opportunities with us. Do your due diligence. Don't give up. You know, it's easy. You know, you see the district like a gigantic monster. Like, oh, my goodness, how am I going to even be able to start? You know what? Start. There's always a start. And so basically do your due diligence, begin to register as a vendor. The district has several goals. Like, for instance, for the minority and minority-owned women business in the construction percentage, it's 23%. So that's a good at least start. That's a good start where you can, if you can't be the prime, at least you can start as a sub. And for the architectural and engineering, it's 15% of that's the expected participation. Now that's the minimal. It doesn't stop there. A matter of fact, we always exceed the percentages. And then for goods and services, it's a 12% overall of the total amount contracted. So now, for the small businesses, the percentage would be 10% of all purchases. Doesn't matter, construction, goods and services, across the board. And the same thing with veterans-owned business, it would be a participation of 3% for all purchases. So now, OCPS has these programs in place to ensure that you would have that opportunity to work as a subcontractor or even as a prime with the district.
No, that's great, Dolly. Those are good percentages and definitely should present our small businesses with opportunity. Well, in a few minutes, we're going to be going to a just brief commercial. But right before we do that, we're going to check to see if we've got any questions from our listening audience. Today, for our listening audience, we are talking with Dolly Morales, the Office of Business Opportunity for OCPS. And, Dolly, I do see one hand raised, so we're going to go ahead and get a question from our listening audience. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning. This is Ann McNeil, the master builder, helping to build stronger and better lives. And my question is, do you accept any other reciprocal certification for your district?
Yes, we accept for the Minority Women-Owned Business Certification, we accept certifications from the Orange County Government, the City of Orlando, the State of Florida, Florida Minority Supplier Development Council, also the National Minority Supplier Development Council, and also the Women Business Enterprise National Council, known as WeBank. We also accept for the Greater Orlando Aviation Authority, we accept minority women-owned business and also the local development business. I want to point out that we also certify for the local development business. You can also be certified by us. And to do so, we have on our website, we have the application. You can download it. You can download the checklist. And, of course, any questions, you can certainly give me a call. And also, just when you visit our website, it will give you all the instructions regarding that to see what will be the criteria and if you're eligible for that. In addition to that, we also accept now for Veterans Business Enterprise. We accept from the Department of Veterans Affairs through the Center of Verification. We accept that certification, and we also accept the certification from the state of Florida for veterans.
Well, thank you so very much. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Dolly. And we're going to take a moment to go to a very brief commercial. Again, we're talking with Dolly Morales, Office of Business Opportunity for OCPS. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
We are so excited to have you listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show. Please call, text, or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now. Or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments. Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Don't forget to follow us by liking our page and post your questions or comments. NABWIC's intent is to always go into the high schools and colleges to encourage our young black girls and women to enter into the construction industry and to take interest into the STEM programs that are offered. We encourage you to listen to this show or past shows on the internet by logging in at www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC. Thank you, and we're back.
Yes, we are back with Dolly Morales, Office of Business Opportunity for OCPS. Dolly, my next question, and so often we hear this coming from business owners. They hear all the good things like what you're sharing with us in terms of how much money OCPS spends with minority businesses. They hear about the importance of, you know, networking and meeting with folks and attending the bid meetings. But some of our MWBEs, small businesses, veteran-owned companies, ask, why bother seeking business opportunities with OCPS when there are larger companies with whom the school district does business? How do you address questions like that coming from our MWBEs?
Yes, and basically, and I understand that because, again, like I said before, it seems like, oh, my goodness, how am I going to even start? What do I do? So we at the Office of Business Opportunity understand that. And this is why we have already set aside some, we have not set aside, but we have goals in place to make sure that you have that opportunity. Okay, we understand that you might not be able to start as a prime, but you can start somewhere. And that, I would say, you can partner with someone. You can go into a joint venture. There's opportunities like that. The opportunities are there. It's just you must start. And one of the ways to even start, again, it seems like it's kind of repetitive, but really this is where it boils down to, really relationship, creating those solid relationships where that's so important. I can't even stress it enough, to be able to share your strengths with one another and say, you know what, we can partner in this. This is where I can help you. I'm looking at this RFQ, and, you know, I can certainly work, this is my trade, and I can do certainly this part of the project for you. And I mean, it's very important to just network. It's so important that attending the pre-submittal meetings. Not even basically the way our pre-submittal meetings are. Is, of course, you're going to know about the project, the scope of work. You have opportunity for Q&A. But then also we have the opportunity before we end is 15, 20 minutes to network, exchange cards, exchange information. And that right there, it's key because you guys are interested in the same, you have the same goal in mind. And so many great things happen. I can't even, you know, it's an awesome place to start.
Great, Dolly. Thank you for sharing that because I think that oftentimes some of our businesses do forget that there's a wonderful opportunity not just to hear about the opportunities, but as you said, to build those key relationships with the other people that are there in the room. So thank you for that advice. Can you take a moment, Dolly, also, and share some of the trends you've seen in companies that are successful in doing business with OCPS?
Yes. Companies that are successful in doing business with OCPS are those companies that get registered as a vendor on our website. They keep their contact information updated. They attend the pre-submittal meetings and network events. They check our website for upcoming business opportunities constantly. I mean, this has to be like maybe you can put like a tickler to yourself, a weekly reminder of checking our websites. Be constant in that pursuit. Be consistent. When submitting, ensure that your proposal has been double-checked before you actually submit it. And one of the key things is once you are awarded, actually come through with the services you committed to because that is so key. You can really, if you don't come through, you can really kill your business. We are a big company. We are a big agency we're a great, what can I say? It's so large that news gets around fast if you don't comply with, you know, what you committed to. So be very diligent in that aspect.
No, again, some very good advice. And what I've heard so far all the way through this is number one, it's just really important to build a business. It's important to go to the meetings, but also set goals for yourself and check regularly for those opportunities. And then when you gain an opportunity to be sure that you perform and do quality work and maintain a good reputation out there in the marketplace. So all those are good things. Thank you for sharing. Speaking of opportunities and networking opportunities in particular, Dolly, are there any networking opportunities coming up?
Well, right now we do have How to Do Business Workshop. This is going to be Friday, December 11th. It's going to be from 9 to 11, and it's going to be in our facilities building, which would be in the 6501 Magic Way. We have this information on our online, so you can check that out. Again, it's How to Do Business Workshop. It's going to be next Friday, December 11th from 9 to 11. Well, and basically what we do is share with you how to do business with OCPS, what are the steps to take. Usually we have our staff from procurement, staff from the construction side, and you're free to ask any questions, how we can improve to make sure that you are successful. And so that is basically, we want to make sure that you understand that we are approachable and that you can certainly ask any question that you need answers for, because we want you to be successful and we want you to be a potential vendor for OCPS. So that's one of our outreach workshops. And the other thing is, even though, of course, this will be for next year, but we have our trade fair annual event, and this is a forum where attendees can meet and network with construction managers and architects and contractors, and local minority businesses support organizations also are there exhibiting and providing information about their programs. And so it's really a great opportunity. It's kind of like a reverse trade, because the primes are there, and they're going to let you know what their business opportunities are, and it's just a great way to, that opportunity is kind of like one of a kind, because there you can also meet some of our construction people, our internal people, and planning and design, and so it's just wonderful, because it's like a one of a kind opportunity.
Oh, that sounds great. Actually, both opportunities. So one coming up here soon, December 11th. So if anyone is in around near the Orlando area, you definitely want to attend that on December 11th. And keep in mind, as Dolly mentioned earlier, there's opportunities both in goods and services, and definitely in the construction arena as well. And then, of course, the trade show coming up in June for construction managers, architects, and contractors. So sounds like some wonderful, wonderful opportunities. And I do want to give our listeners an opportunity, one last chance, as we're winding down a half hour, to raise your hand to get any questions in. So think about that as I ask Dolly this next question. And Dolly, a lot of our listeners will be interested to know, what is the best way right now to find business opportunities? Where can one go to find additional information or resources?
Okay, sure. You can go to our website, which is obo.ocps.net. Again, it's OBO, Office of Business Opportunity, .OCPS for Orange County Public Schools, .net. Of course, you can call me at 407-317-3700, and my extension is 202-5021. Again, it's 407-317-3700, extension 202-5021.
Thank you, Dolly. Appreciate that. Now, this last question I'm going to ask you as we're ending up, we usually kind of do this in the beginning, but decided to save the best for last this time. So finally, can you share with us briefly about yourself and your role with the district from your point of view?
Of course. Well, I have been working with the district for 9 years, and I believe my role is to be a bridge that connects the local and diverse businesses to district opportunities. And this we do that through sustained community engagement. It has always been a passion of mine to assist others and to be the best facilitator that I can. And as I take that time to cultivate relationships, I share knowledge and I provide support. I do with enthusiasm because, you know, this enthusiasm is contagious. And as a result, then, you know, we can work together to achieve these individual and common goals. So at the Office of Business Opportunity, we operate with the model that we are here to assist the public. We are here to help you. So please check our website. Again, it's www.obo.ocps.net, or you can call at 407-317-3700, extension 202-5021. And, you know, I just want to thank you for this great opportunity of being here and sharing with this lovely audience.
Well, thank you, Dolly. We're glad to have you on the show. And Dolly mentioned about her passion and enthusiasm. I had such a wonderful opportunity to meet Dolly. I guess it's been a few months ago while I was in the Orlando area, and I can attest to you that she truly is passionate about helping small businesses. So I do encourage all of you that are listening out there and just pass it on to your friends. You definitely want to go onto the website, www.obo.ocps.net. Find out more about those opportunities. Find out more about those events that are coming up, and meet Dolly in person, her and her staff, and find out again how mutually you all can begin to build relationships and work together. So, Dolly, it's been a tremendous honor and pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you, and we welcome you back next time. So thank you all for listening to our show, and tune in again next Wednesday as we come back with more Blog Talk Radio.
This concludes our show. Thank you for listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. For more information about NABWIC and our membership, please visit us on the web at www.nabwic.org. We are the voice of Black women in construction. Have a great and prosperous day.